اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم محمد وآل محمد العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم النصير. الحي القيوم الرب إلهي. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة في هذه الساعة قائدا وناصرا وأرضك طوعا وتمتعه لله وابن سيد الوصيين. السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتراتي حلت بفنائك. عليكم مني نار يا أبا عبد الله، لقد عظم علينا وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام وجلت وعلى الله أمة أسست أساسكم عن مقامكم وأزالتكم عن مراتبكم التي رتبكم الله فيها، ولعن الله الممهدين لهم بالتمكين من قتالكم. برئت إلى الله يا أبا وحرب لمن حارب آل زياد وآل مروان، ولعن الله بني أمية بن سعد، ولعن الله شمرا، ولعن الله بأبي أنت وأمي، لقد عظم مصابي بك. فأسأل مع إمام منصور أني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام. إني أتقرب إلى الله وإلى رسول موالاتك وبلمه وجوره عليكم وعلى أشيائكم. برئت إلى الله إليكم بموالاتكم نصبين لكم الحار وبالبران سالمكم. وحرب لمن حارب أن عاداكم. فأسأل الله الذي أكرمني بمعرفتكم أن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة. أسأله أن يبلغني المقام المحمود لكم عند الله وأن يرزقني وأسأل الله بحقكم وبالشأن الذي لكم عند مصيبة ما أعظمها وأعظم رزيتها في المقام هذا ممن تناله منك صلوات محمد وآل محمد. إن يوم عاشوراء يوم تبركت به بنو أمية لسان نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم لعن أبا سفيان ومعاوية ويزيد ابن معاوية. ومعاشوراء يوم فرحت به آل زياد وآل مروان. اللهم فضاعف عليهم اللعن منك والعذاب الأليم أيام حياتي وآل نبيك عليه وعليهم السلام. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظالمك. اللهم لعن العصابة التي جاهدت الحسين عنهم جميعا. السلام عليك حلات بفنائك عمر، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد حسين وعلى علي بن وعلى أصحاب الحسين ولن ثم لعن الثانية والثالثة والرادم وابن مرجانه وعمر بن سعد وشمرا سجد. اللهم الحمد لله على عظيم رزيتي وثبت لي قدم صدق دون الحسين عليه السلام.
بر محمد وآل محمد صلوات. اللهم صل على محمد وآل. بار دیگر بلندتر صلوات. اللهم صل على
شبیه امام تصور میں تا کھینچتے ہیں مزاروں کے خاک کی خاطر شہماں کھینچتے امام کہاں توام میں تپے بے تپے غم کی شدت عجب سختیاں کھینچتے ہیں اور پکاری سکائی ہے باقی نا دہائی ہے بابا لیا شبیہ امام اور کٹی جاتی ہے گردنے بھی جو ای شبیہ امام ہے اور کہاروں کے ارد تھم جا درد تھم جا سنا کھینچتے ہے امام
درود بھیجی محمد علی.
سید الخلق اجمعین حبیبنا حبیب الہ العالمین ابی القاسم المصطفی محمد تجبین لا سیما بقیت على اعدائهم اجمعین الى قیام یوم الدین. For the hastening and the return of our imam, recite the second one louder. اللهم صلی علی محمد و آل محمد و حج صلی علی محمد و آل محمد و حج الفرجہ. In addition, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, which is the true reason that we are mourning that one of the maraja in Najaf has passed away today. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. We were discussing Imam Zainul Abidin, and Deen is very well known for. Why Imam Zainul Abidin is going to be known for dua? What are the becomes the taklif of the Imam to engage in public dua? Are engaged in dua, they were involved in dua, they were all supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it says Amirul Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi, the busy nights of Amirul Mu'mineen as the ruler, but not being referred to by the public, by the ummah, as the khalifa, the busy day night, that definitely involves a serious amount of supplication, time, and a condition in which he, during the dua that we know as dua Kumail, Kumail ibn Ziyad, Imam, during his rule. In other words, this dua was taught by Amirul. More duas, we have a Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya plus dua Abu Hamza al-Thumali, or some which are found smaller supplications in the sayings of the Imam. And that is a whole different thing. In ma'sumin, in a public fashion, again, doing it in a way where it's seen, it's heard. What is Imam Zain al-Abidin, salamullah alayhi, trying to do without what Imam Zain al-Abidin feels he must do during this time that gets him to be the one to provide us a society, a nation, an ummah, relationship of slavehood or ubudiyyah of Allah, to worship tyrants, to be quiet. An ummah that has moved away from that needs to be brought back on track, the track of ubudiyyah. It's the essence of ibadah, or in other words, dua, that is found in the wording of the aspect of the feeling of need. Reasons you recognize you don't have. When I supplicate, when I make dua, I realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one at least. With asking in and of itself, but rather give us some du'as that we have from divine figures. There's that God tells us about in the Quran. Numerous. Al-uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. This is a dua that Prophet Musa made when he was appointed and given the in the Quran. If you look at those duas as well, you will find this element in them from the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. These imams were relationship with Allah, what they said exactly, without needing to have access to a physical copy transmission. The Ahlul Bayt know things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided that knowing. These are generally have the aspect that we're about to explore more than the aspect of providing critical. It's critical for an abd, when you go through the education system, say that a certain amount of math is critical for everyone to have. The basics of math, then you get a little more advanced, you learn algebra. There's certain things in you to have this information. If you want to do carpentry, you need this information. If you don't know how to do addition and subtraction, you're not going to be able to live your information that you need. You need to be able to read and write. If you can't read and write, then your life even. You need to be able to read and write relatively fast, not to put together this education system. Look at a person and their need for information. Advanced stuff, all of us will be asleep. This is not really too valuable for us. It's not. There are certain information to develop themselves as a human, food, drink, mating, reproductive, to sense that, deal with that. These are the basic physical needs. You don't want a basic bird's nest. You don't want a burl underground somewhere hidden. You need to know these different materials. You need a bit of chemistry, wood, where to use. It's not just all of these things, simply again, take care of our basic needs. Every biology, they say we're animals. We're in the animal kingdom. That's fine. That's from, but we're not animals. Animals, their level of cognition more, and we are required to live in a different way. There are certain animals, it's funny, sometimes the eagle, it should be okay, it should be acceptable for a human being to behave a certain way. They use examples of animals doing these things. I meant to discuss those examples. Certain behavior, like, oh, look, these animals do that. Well, some animals, the children are one of the first to go. They kill them. They be like wolves. Pigs behave in a different way. We're going to be like pigs. We're not as human beings. We're the akhlaq, where our behavior of one another across nationalities, if you carry an American pass, left to die. We saw this in the recent thing, of course, the government treats people. If you're an American citizen, one death is a big issue. How many 200,000 people get killed in Japan? It doesn't matter. It's okay. But 12 American soldiers die. That's lions, yeah. The lion cares about his own cubs. But you take territory from another lion, which is... It doesn't matter. It's not mine. Are we going to live like that? When we look at human beings as animals, has created us for a lot more than that. In order to develop the right akhlaq towards each other, skill, regardless of the color of skin, the language of person, and beyond this, we've been created, it's going to be much better. In order to become, we need to understand, for example, the basics, knowing that there is, if you don't believe there is any God, then you're not going to turn into. You don't know that, then you're going to screw up in your calculations. Decisions that you will make for yourself as an individual, for your family, for your offspring, for your philosophies that you will develop, that will change the whole world. Marxism came. Karl Marx created this. How many people got killed because of this framework of mind this person brought? It's just theism. There is no God. There is no... Officially, they announced that. In the West, they're supposedly theists. They're not atheists. Is atheism. There's only one God. If you just have that down, that is required to live as a human being. Now, I thought all reveal the Quran. Didn't he put all of that? Is found, hudan linnas, is provided to the masses, to the people. Reasons. It speaks to your intellect. God gave us intelligence, then wordings. And expressions. Well, that was there. Does that tie in to this ma'rifah? We'll get to that. But first step to understand those conditions. We're supposed to be reading the Quran. Yes, of course. Definitely. Pondering upon it. Referring people to the Quran. Clearly, those who are closer to the Ahlul Bayt. In reality, in actual, the closer. It doesn't work that way. The Prophet said, I'm leaving these two behind. Not taking the other, you're actually not taking either one. That's how these two work together. We're going to get to dua, but please, we are leaving ourselves in the dark, because God didn't leave us as God said. But why does Imam Zain al-Abidin of the Ahlul Bayt will burn the door of the Ahlul Bayt, the leaders, of course, going to it. Of that, to the best of our ability. That's what they did. We're not going to go. Made during the time of the first Khalifa, there were certain efforts made. We thought of he had the whole thing. They didn't want to go to him because he presented it. They didn't want to go to him. And then from that point onwards, you have, yeah, Quran was recited in Muawiyah's camp in Safi. That they were Quran. Amir al-Mu'mineen sent whomever to them. Any argument, know how to respond to that. They knew the Quran. The Quran was available. Nobody buried the Quran. When the words are preserved, but the meaning, Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, before he becomes the Khalifa with the Romans, he's the Kuffar. Not that he said, we're not going to talk. No, he's the one who signed the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. What I mean by that is, a prey, they're the predators. What they mean by that is we're going to have a... He invited their... He had an ambassador from them in the... The Quran says, جاهد الكفار والمنافقين. With them, he said, you know, he invited... Imam al-Mujtaba is killed. Ali ibn Abi Talib, obviously. Before that, with the plots of the areas under the control of Amir al-Mu'mineen. There's a book called Al-Gharat. He started having these God knows what else towards the Muslimin, Mu'mineen. This is how rabbis who accepted Islam only to penetrate it, only to infiltrate it, only to change it. Like Ka'b al-Ahbar. Right to all of that. The Munafiqeen. On the highest level, the Islamic government, what is called the Imam of the Muslim, openly, not at the time of Yazid. This particular verse is being conflicted and contradicted during is where that started happening a little earlier. The Quran is not being acted upon. You say, okay, read here. Quran. You say, recite Quran. When you keep repeating those words, exactly why? While the Quran memorized it, what you see amongst the one who recites very well is very much respected. The one who has memorized the community of believers, you don't see the teachings of the Quran. Keep the form, the essence is lost. It's people to bring back on track, and they weren't coming. Ali ibn Abi Talib fought them and killed them. The general public was during the time of Imam Zain al-Abidin. Imam Zain al-Abidin is trying to, you continue this, we're going to have to fight you, and he killed them. Meaning, bring the meaning of the Qur'an to the people. That's why they say, many ulama have mentioned, if you compare the Qur'an, dua from the ma'sumin, the ascending word of God, the word from the ma'sum, changing of the words, and the changing of the change in qani, we want to use wording, in that have a different touch. And this is what Imam Zain al-Abidin salamullah alayhi does. So, but in a different wording. The exact same wording, sometimes a different wording, but it's the same message. You need sustenance. If you go to the Quran, you will see the Quran says, "Woman, careful with their deeds. God will provide them with sustenance." So if sustenance comes from where? You're not familiar enough with it, or you've heard it so many times, but while you're at, in your mind, you're consumed with your thought of what am I going to do tomorrow? Making a connection with me. When I go and ask for a supplication or hear that, and you go and read that, it has gives you the same knowledge. Emphasizing the parts of the Quran, all of the Quran is important. Deliberately on matters of the hereafter. After, when you focus on that, one of the ways deviation happens, akhirah only, it doesn't really have anything to do with this world. How a khalifa should rule, how a society should look. No, you go to do. There's the focus that the imam has, the message that he repeats. The enemies of Islam identify that when they hear someone who is pushing that message of the Quran in whatever word, imprison them, so on and so forth. Because people will not be thinking of the part that the movement of Hussein hasn't stopped. They did this to us in Karbala. So okay, now we... As he stood in the court of Yazid, supposed to be celebration. Because of what Ali ibn al-Hussein said in Karbala, they're the ones. Didn't care about prayer. Takes advantage of the adhan when they happen. Ali ibn al-Hussein is continuing the same path of Hussein, salamullah alayhi. Chose very cleverly in so many different aspects here. It sort of conceals the objective and the motive. Into the wording, it'll change your view of the world, of government, of so many other aspects of why Ali ibn al-Husayn salamullah alayhi chose this particular Ali ibn al-Husayn, Imam Zain al-Abidin, inshallah, sallallahu alayhi. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon my beloved Holy Prophet. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guided us with revelation day in and day out. Take your hearts to Medina, the lonely. Abdi Ahlul Bayt, gathering tens of millions, lonely. They stand in that street between Masabdeen. Ya Imam Zain, for you that we can all come in the millions to visit you. What part of the trip going times? Asham, Asham, Asham. Yazid, when the women and girls, Hussein, is not able to take to Sham. The Allah ala al-qawm al-zalimeen wa say'alamu al-lazhi.
Hai sajjad, hai sajjad, hai sajjad, hai sajjad, hai sajjad. Na tawaan sajjad hai, aziyan shimr ke, aur na bhi lekar chal raha. Na tawaan sajjad hai, aziyan shimr ke, aur na aale rasool. Deen ka har ilme hai daas ba sajjad hai taziyane shimr aur na tawa sajjad hai kis qadar rona lahu ka karta hai zahir yahi aale ahmad ke masayib ka ekar chal raha sang karwa sajjad hai taane shimr ke hai jis tarah hai is zameen par aasman saaya figan jahidi ke sar par saaye ba sajjad hai karwa sajjad hai yaane shimr ke sajjad hai paas rakh kash kahana qatile akbar ko bhi lekar chal raha phir bhi lekar chal raha sang karwaad hai taziyane shimr ke hai rakh kar kuch kahana qatile yaad hai phir bhi lekar chal raha phir bhi lekar ke aur na tawa sajjad hai taziyane shimr ke aur na tawa sajjad hai tum ho sakti nahi jo hashr tak bhi hai abhi dard ho chal raha phir bhi lekar chal raha tawa sajjad hai taziyane shimr ke aur na
Jausen Jausen Jausen
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله، صلى الله عليك يا خير خلق الله، أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وصي رسول الله، صلى الله عليك العالمين، صلى الله عليك يا أبا محمد يا حسن أبا عبد الله، وعلى الأرواح التي أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام حسين وعلى أولاد الحسين رحمة الله وبركاته. صلى الله عليك يا غريب الغرباء علي ابن موسى أيها الرضا المرتضى، صلى الله عليك وعلى آبائك يا بقية الله يا حجة الله، عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك وجعلنا من جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.